Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Good to have you aboard. Man, we've got a great one lined up for you tonight. We're going to get into the Ring of Fire, and we're going to discuss the dimensional aspects of the geophysical changes that will be the precursors, if you will, to the last days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt about it. There isn't any excuse for anyone to deny that we're in what we describe, and I want to emphasize this, the beginning of the last days. Actually, we're in the beginning of the last days when Christ resurrected, when he arose, and this is the celebration of Ishtar. And ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with the Hebrew keeping of Passover. Remember, the Hebrew keeping of Passover is entirely different from the Christian Ishtar. The word Ishtar is not even in the Bible. So don't worry about what the pagans have done today. Christianity has become the joke of the last 2,000 years. I mean, we have evolved into Christianity to, it's actually a parable and a bygone song. It has become the greatest clown act upon the planet. I'm ashamed of the actual Christian participation in Easter eggs, Santa Claus, and bunnies, and all this stuff that we could go on with, but we're not going to get into that. But in the days of the observance, we're going to tell you how that most of the Christians are being locked out of the ring of fire. Now, let's describe the ring as the mind. Remember, in weddings, the ring symbolizes a unity of, if you will, fellowship with the mate that they're married to. In this case, the spirit is the fire, and the ring is the mind, and the fire must, and I repeat, must penetrate to the inner dimensions of the mind, because the Bible said that the spirit mind is the only thing acceptable back to the Creator. You see, flesh and blood is not going to enter in. You may be thinking about a little utopia here in a flesh and blood kingdom, but that's not going to happen, because that flesh man cannot, and I'm going to repeat this and show you the geophysical responsibilities of the inner dimensions and the molecular structure of the inward man as compared to the outward man, and the thin veil, the fourth dimension, between the flesh and blood man, third dimension, and the first level of spirit, fourth dimension, and show you the fire transference and what the scriptures describes as destruction, as well as the saving power of the mystery element of fire. Now, you see, fire and water, two of the most mysterious substances of unexplained phenomenon is fire and water. Now, I'm going to talk tonight about internal combustion in a good sense, and internal combustion of the physical in a negative sense. Follow us now in the ring of fire. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on there. We got a great one for you, and you don't want to miss this interdimension series that we're going to start on, and we're going into activities such as the crop circle phenomenon and the alignments of the planets, the movement of star systems, and the signs that are displayed in heaven. Now, remember that the Bible says that he followed them, and we're talking about, this is in the book of Psalm 78, that when Israel, the Hebrews, not the Jews now, do not confuse your mind with Jews as being God's chosen people, and leave out of your mind, which has been warped and conditioned, and this is part of the process we're going to get into about the ring of fire and the deceptions and the alpha waves and the beta and the theta and all of these waves that will be produced through mind control to actually condition the flesh man to block out the interdimensional shift change. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been in the last 40 years, there has been a master plan of control consciousness relationship, not only back to the Father. That has been controlled and blocked. We're going to explain to you how that goes on. And this relationship has been turned into a humanist relationship back to the parent, Godfather, the government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is man and government, Babylon, true Babylon, taking the place of the Creator. You see, man was made in the image of the Creator, and he was made to blush, and he was made to have a conscience, and he was very fragile in the development of his mind. He must be very careful what's ingested or placed into the mind, and the humanist form of the Babylonian government, having discovered the weaknesses or the powers or the interdimensional workings or the molecular structure of the mind, they've gone inside with electromagnetic wave process, radio control devices, chemicals, sublingual suggestions through media exchange. And do you know that they promote confusion? That helps condition the mind. We'll get into that in part two and three. We're going to go deep into the alpha waves and the beta waves, and we're going to show you how that they control the mass consciousness. Who controls the mind controls the world. And so the secret orders have really brought in mind control. They've learned how to abuse us with fear. And have you ever seen such a time? Out of focus. Let me repeat that for you. Now, take a note on this one. We are in a time out of focus. Now, your challenge and your mission to accomplish, to please the Father and to escape the coming meltdown. I'm going to show you it's not a nuclear meltdown. It is a dimensional meltdown that is going to happen like spontaneous combustion that can happen in occasions where that a man can ignite from inside his belly with the evil thought process of conditioning, and the time will come when the shift of the dimensions comes that if you're not properly aligned and in focus with the dimensional shift, if you can't keep up, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't know, if you don't move with the flow, if you don't have access to and from the Father, willing to go in boldly to the throne of grace to receive that, if you don't have the ability to remote view both the past, and I've said this many times, if you don't know where you're going, the sign is evident that you don't know where you've been. Now, if you don't know where you've been and where you're going, you are out of focus in the present. And 99% of those that should be in focus, which are the children of the Most High God, Jacob Israel, scattered abroad, as the true Hebrews, and forget this anti-Semitic rhetoric that you hear that is imposed upon those that speak the truth. And they're trying to get the laws passed to make it a cardinal sin to say anything about evil. When you speak against evil in a truthful sense, you will bring down the wrath of the evil dimensional structure that has aligned itself with Satan. Now, I'm going to prove to you in the Bible first. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth. Remember, this is 1 Peter 3 and 7. I want you to take notes because you're going to need this to understand where we're going to the depth of the circle of fire. Now, remember, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is a flame of fire. Remember that the Bible says that the disciples, those that have turned their life over to the inner dimension of spirit, remember the carnal mind is not subject to God, and neither indeed can be. Faith has to come into the realm to lift your understanding to the dimensional shift that's going on at an alarming rate. When I say that, you have a short time to get it right. You need to come into focus in a time out of focus. Now that puts you in the elite few, there be that find it. Now let me repeat that. That puts you in a time in focus to come out from those that are out of focus to walk in the ring of fire. Remember the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, sung the song, I fell into a burning ring of fire. And I went down, 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 and the flames got higher. The flames got hotter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what was he speaking about? Of course, he was talking about being trapped in some kind of a love triangle that he couldn't get out of. Well, that's just exactly what we're into today in a spiritual sense. Your own soul is hanging in the balance of time in focus or time out of focus. And the Bible says, choose this day who you will serve and come out of her, my people. Now, this dimensional shift of Babylon started with Nimrod, a grandson of Noah, who went wrong. The Bible says that there is a thin line between those that wear the garments of light and those that wear the garments of darkness. The inner dimensions of the molecular structure is controlled by what the mind is fed. You are what you hear. You are what you see. You are what you feel. You are what you taste. You are what you touch. And the Bible said, touch not, taste not, and handle not, lest you be out of focus with the circle of fire. Remember, the Bible talked about a dimensional process. That someone, when the Father descended from the top of the dimensions, coming down into the dimensions to search the dimensions, to search for his sheep, he found someone who had stolen in. He didn't have the proper, if you will, authorization to get in, but he got in. Did you know that the children of darkness have got into this dimensional process and know much more about it than you do, the average Hebrew Christian? Did you know that the average Hebrew Christian is sitting in a bell box with some preacher that has transformed himself into a minister of light when in reality he is the greatest obstacle to your dimensional progress and ease? His job is to keep you out of focus with the spiritual reality that must enter your life at some point for you to come back to the Father. The man that was in that dimensional setting had on the wrong type of garment. Remember, he did not have the wedding garment. Now, what is the wedding garment? That is welded to or wedded to the ring of fire. The Bible says that the stones of Yahweh are lively stones. You shall ascend into the heights of the heavens that is restricted from those or from those that do not have proper clearance or authorization, and they have climbed up some of the way, and the secret orders have all these fixes on the numerical system to climb in. But they climb in without the holy unction. They climb in without the true ring of fire. They climb in without being approved, pre-approved. And you know that Father keeps track with everything that goes on, even within every cellular structure of the mind, the body, and the soul. The Heavenly Father knows the hairs on your head. And He also knows that you are breathing the very Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the flame of fire, and unless this flame of fire flames into your dimensional process and puts you in focus with the fifth dimension, it can raise you to the fourth dimension, and you think you're doing God a service. It can raise you into the fourth dimension where the evil spirits are lurking and controlling you and mind control, and that's exactly what's going on today. People are being promised liberty when they themselves that give them this promise are servants of evil corruption. Touch not, taste not, and handle not, and turn from the wicked way that seems right into a way that seems wrong. Be daring, be bold, take the leap into the inner circle of fire and find for yourself the living water. For he that believeth on me, as the scriptures said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Are you ready for the great drink? Is your soul thirsty? Do you need to put out the carnal fires that's burning in your belly? With a mind in time out of focus. Now, crop circles, let's look at that phenomenon for just a moment. Now, they begin to appear more and more as time goes by in specific high energy zones. These crop circles appear out of nowhere. Now, I'm going to offer you a solution to this amazing phenomenon of crop circles. These crop circles are created in a inner dimension, and then they manifest into the third dimension of physical planes, usually in a wheat field or a grass field or something that can show up that some power is working behind the scenes. Now let me show you something. Psalm 78, remember I told you that Almighty Yahweh, He kept a planned, purposed destiny of people who had their names on the Lamb's book from the very foundation, and Yahweh knows them that are His. He's not lost to one and never will. He's the shepherd that will find the sheep. He will search through the dimensions of time, even down to the third dimension of the carnal mind. He will drive out the demonic demons of carnality. He will chastise you with whips. And those He loves, He will chastise. And remember that where the Father finds you, beware. Be sure that your sins find you out. Be sure that you're not found eating and drinking with the drunken of these inner dimensions that have produced nothing but mind control from the physical realm of the third dimension, promising you a chicken in every pot and a three-car garage with no mortgage and pie in the sky. You fall for that, then I've got some oceanfront property down in Arizona. In the daytime, He led them with a cloud. Isn't that strange? Here, if you was to get a bird's eye view, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we are just a little, and when I say little, I can't emphasize how little man is in the presence of a divine creator or the mighty Elohim, that we're just a little blue speck living on a little dirt ball in an infinite universe, and on that little blue speck of dirt that hurls itself through the universe in the infinite mixture of a molecular interstructure dimension of the grand cosmic plan that Almighty God is calling back to his sheep, and the echoes of long past prophets and teachers and instructors are notching the benchmarks along the historical path for you to find your way back to the Father, as it was in the episode of Hansel and Greta, as they dropped the breadcrumbs through the forest on the way to the wicked witch and her pot of stew that she was brewing up. And Satan is the wicked witch of Endor. Satan is the Wicked Witch of Alice in the Wonderland episode. And we'd love to get on that. The Tin Man and the Lion and the little Goldilocks episode that is told time and time and time again to give us instruction that we are in a dimensional warfare. Satan is warring for every fiber, every cell, and every molecular structure of your interdimension being. He's after your inward man. He knows the flesh man can't go back to the Father. It is the spirit man, the fire man, the ring of fire, the circle of fire that the Father's purposed into your interdimensional structure, and a tetrahedron of abstract thought process that the Father speaks to you in the series that he's designed and incorporated only to, for, and about the lost sheep of the house of Israel in, first of all, his word, not his written word. It's just an instructor for you to search the book to see if the prophets are speaking it so. Search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life, and many are be there that go there on that believe that they truly have the ring of fire or salvation, or they've been saved, and then all the time they're in the clutches of deceit and deception by grand design of those who have purposed to come and to deceive the very elect if possible. He followed them and led them with a cloud. Question, what was in the cloud? What power was in the structured sound of the inner dimension of the children of the Hebrew Israelites as they marched around seven times the great thick walls of Jericho, which is recorded that they were 48 feet thick, twice times 24, perfect form of worldly government, but by the shout of the archangels and the seismic vibrations of the inner dimension of the true desire of those that had the faith to go out there ignorantly, and most of them were women. Oh my, how the soldiers mocked on the walls, the mighty walls of Jericho, when they saw the little sisters coming out in their tambourines, and they were strutting their thing, doing their thing, and they were singing and praising and magnifying the great, magnanimous, magnificent, almighty name of Yah, to declare that it was he who made the heavens and earth and everything in it, be enemy, friend, or foe, must bow at some point in this dimensional warfare in a time out of focus. Ladies and gentlemen, you better grasp what I'm saying tonight. You better come back to the old path. You better see it and walk in. You better do it quickly, because time is about to cease as we know it. We're down on the backside. It's been 2,000 years since the Apostolic Father. Remember, John said in his last little epistle, brother, you know that it is the last days. And in the last days, many anti-anointed, many anti-dimensional will come saying that they have Christ the anointing. But ladies and gentlemen, with that same mystery element of what was in the cloud that followed them in the daytime, and the fire, the ring of fire that followed them at night, is the great mystery of where I'm at tonight. And I hope that you can get this interdimension, molecular, interstructure, and the grand cosmic plan of the Amana dimensional process that it takes for you to strive to enter in at the straight gate. And the time is now that the dimensional gates are opening to receive you and to give you access to the inner walk and to escape the damnation of this world. First Peter, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of fire is going to come in the last days? Is it going to be is the planet just going to literally flame out? Like you'd build a giant Texas A&M bonfire with a big bunch of logs to praise those that chase a pigskin? When those students down there just a few years back climbed the height of the logs that they had logged into the woods and built a giant bonfire to worship and give glory to the God of sports, that they could take a unclean pigskin of 11 men on each side, get that now, and chase the unclean ball and to hurl this great sports arena undertaking, they would build a giant bonfire and the logs fail and crush them beneath the weight of the giant edifice that they had built to glorify the God of sports, the God of the Titans, if you will. Because we have many, many sports teams that are named after the Greek gods of mythology. And ladies and gentlemen, while the carnal mind is seeking a carnal solution to a interdimensional process, remember the Bible says that the carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, and neither indeed can be. And what does it say? Come out of her, my people. Come out of the molecular structure of carnality. And go into the inner dimension and find rest for your soul. But those that were bidden to come to taste of the wedding supper, remember he found someone without a wedding garment, someone that wasn't prepared. Remember the five wise and the five foolish. The five had the ring of fire and were able to light their lamps. The others, their lamps had gone out. Make sure, the Bible said, that the light in you be not darkness. Are you prepared, or are you conditioned with the world and the conditioning tradition of the world to think that you are right, when in reality you don't even know where he dwells? Remember the Bible said, you shall search for me, but you will not find me. You will seek me, but you will not find me. Why? Because they seek the external God that is outside. They're actually looking for one to come back and sit in a temple, a flesh carnal temple, man-made, man-built, when you yourself are the temple. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven cometh not with observation, Luke 17:20. For those of you who are looking for an external kingdom, your hope's in vain. You've missed the whole point. You're not in the inner dimension. Remember, the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. Beware, lest it come upon you unaware, when the heavens shall pass away. We're not talking about the physical heavens. This is an illusion. Folks, I'm going to tell you, and the time that the Creator comes back, and time shall be no more, when time shall come back into focus in reality zones, whenever cell of the soul will be, if you will, aligned with the grand Creator, and then shall you have fellowship, you shall rejoice, and they shall moan and groan, because the heavens will pass away with a great noise. And the elements, here it is, I want to get into these element different dimensions, shall melt with fervor and heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now, what does it mean? Do we mean that we're going to have a giant bonfire all over the earth, and the earth will be engulfed in literally flaming natural fire? And the answer is no. Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. Remember Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they were thrown into the carnal, natural, if you will, fire that it has an element of mystery. But remember that there was not even the singe of fire upon the clothes of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember that they came forth out of the fire with not even the singe of their hair. Remember that they didn't even feel any heat effect from the terrible fire that burned in the fiery furnace that was heated 7 times. If you don't have the dimensional protection, what did they have that killed those that threw them in? I told you that the carnal man is not subject. They had something that was subject to the inward man. They had a dimensional protection of fire to fight fire. You've heard the old saying, to fight fire with fire. And that's exactly what the scriptures are trying to tell us, that it's an inward dimension that will protect you, and you must have this fire burning inside the inner dimension. Now, here we go. 2 Peter 3 and 10. We just got through reading 1 Peter 3 and 7. Let's drop back to 2 Peter. Peter is revealing. Peter's the key to the kingdom man. He's giving you an insight to the dimension. But most people take it carnal. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are then shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3 and 12. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire and shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. What elements? The dimensional structure that is hid in a dimension of time that you're out of focus with. Ladies and gentlemen, you must come into the interdimensional structure. You must align yourself with the interdimensional structure and see that which is not seen to obtain the inner kingdom that I'm talking, and be protected by the fire of the Holy Ruach, the great grand design spirit, the Holy Ghost, as some people say. You must have that to shield you and protect you and lead you into the inner dimensions of the heavenly realm that is within you. Everyone is a micro, if you will, cosmic generator of geophysical changes, and unless you're able to change with the dimensional shift, look at Psalm 68:2. My, what a scripture. As smoke is driven away, Almighty Yahweh, drive them away as wax that melteth before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the coming presence of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll happen sooner than you realize, that the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. This, if you will, illusion, this grand illusion of the third dimension will change suddenly in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And everything that is not made access to the fifth dimension, remember the fourth dimension is an inner dimension between the spirit world and the third dimension carnality world, of the physical realm of time out of focus. Remember, the Father did it purposely to hide the ark of the inward veil and the ring of fire, the treasured ring. Oh, my heavens. I just wish I had the words to express what my soul feels at the bottom depths as I cry out to, I hope, hungry sheep that are able to drink in the inner dimensions and to eat from the table that is hid from the presence of those in the time out of focus. Remember, we are in the most terrible time of warfare. Time is speeded up. We are in a stress-controlled thinking mode. Now, let me repeat that. We are in a time out of focus, and in the last days, there will be great distress. Now, remember that. What is this stress alluding? What do we mean by stressful situations? It means because the evil that rule have created a conditional mind process through electromagnetic means. And ladies and gentlemen, sister and I were talking today, and I told her, I said, sis, if you just knew half of what's going on, and she knows a whole lot, by the way, but I said, if you knew the rest of the story, you and me both probably, perhaps, would be so fearful in the flesh realm body that we couldn't even close our eyes with all of the danger and all of the evil and all of the enemy that surrounds us. And I'm not talking about the Sopranos of the Mafia. I'm going beyond them. They're just patty cake people compared to who I'm talking about. And these are they that have evil intention to destroy the righteous from their fellows. Listen to this one. Psalms 98:7. Oh, I hope I can get all this. And I've got a ton of information. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh. Did you know in the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, after the great battle of the 38th chapter of the final Armageddon battle, which is recorded in the 38th. Read it for yourself, that at the presence of God, every wall, every mountain will flee. The third dimension will be dissolved. They will melt at the very presence of His coming back. And if you're carnal, He will catch you in your carnality. You shall die in your sins. Oh, yeah, baby, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And let me show you Isaiah. Oh, let me give you Psalms 112:10. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. Do you know that they're getting edgy? Did you know that they're increasing the stress control, trying to get you out of focus of the coming dimensional shift that's coming upon the planet to try every man, woman, boy and girl that lives on the planet that is His children and only His children is He coming back for? The wicked shall say they be grieved, they shall gnash with their teeth and melt away the desire, and the wicked shall perish. Oh my, that's what Peter was alluding to. The elements will melt. That's that third dimensional element of the illusion of time out of focus. Remember, the prize is things that are not seen, not things that are, and yet men die for things that are seen. They struggle, they rob, they loot, they kill, they steal, they lie, and they form secret orders and blood cults for the things that they think they're going to possess when the third dimensional prize that they go for is the ring of death and the hangman's noose and a dead-end street, whereas the fifth dimension of pure spirit plane is the first ascending order of the mighty ones of Jacob. The slain shall be cast out of the earth. Isaiah 34:3. Listen to me. The slain shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. Ladies and gentlemen, we're headed down for the valley of Megiddo. We're down into the battle of Armageddon. We're on the verge of total collapse and chaos. And the people of the world are eating more, drinking more, and being more merry as it was in the days of Noah. But the true in heart, the ones that are in focus with the interdimensional structure, will align themselves with the creator of Mount Zion, that precious one who lives in the inner kingdom, and you shall be changed into a fifth dimensional creator, along with those that created it for you. Isaiah 64:2. Listen to this one. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess the great name of Yah before it is over. And the nations will tremble at my presence, saith the mighty God, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. He's coming to a neighborhood near you. And if you're not in that dimensional shift when that time comes, if you're caught and trapped in the third dimension of carnality and the physical planes having your expectation to gather your reward in the physical, you will be of all men most miserable, and you shall perish with those that taste, touch, and handle the third dimensional aspects of His coming. My, what a scripture here. Isaiah 64:2. It's a wonderful scripture. Now, Ezekiel 22:20. As they gather silver and brass, third dimension, and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace to blow the fire upon it to melt it. So will I gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there, and I will melt you, saith the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, exactly the scripture that Peter was talking about, that the elements, these elements are the dimensional process. We will burn away the third dimension. We will have a new earth. Oh my, you mean the earth's going to remain, Pastor Buddy? Yes, it will. You mean the righteous are going to inherit the earth, Pastor Buddy? Yes, they will, but only those that are in fifth dimensional attire, those that's equipped, those that have seen, those that have meditated, those that have fasted, those that have prayed, those that have strived to enter in at the straight gate, that's come out of the Babylonian dimensional, of third dimensional promises by the servants of unrighteous, while they promise you liberty, they're servants of corruption themselves, preaching to you carnal things. And the Bible said the carnal mind, which is so acceptable to the third dimensional realm of understanding. No wonder we are the odd man out of this and the square peg trying to fit into the round hole of the third dimensional society. We just don't fit in. I don't fit anywhere, and I'm sure if you're one of those that have been chosen by him before the foundation of the world with your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, which is nothing but a dimensional process of structuring your activity within the kingdom of heaven. Now listen to this. Psalm 78:49. He shall cast them with the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble by sending evil angels among them. Now let me repeat that. That bears repeating. Psalm 78:49. He shall cast them. Who? The third dimensional carnal mind. The carnal minded people that think they have God, that smite their breast and would kill you for teaching the interdimensional process and denying that they're going to have a tabernacle out in Utah somewhere or over in Jerusalem, the city of Sodom. You say, Pastor Buddy, you're talking about that holy city over there that men are dying for right now at this moment, and the armies are gathering around it, and there's great trouble and stress. That is planned for your third dimensional consumption. God's indignation and trouble will be sent by sending these evil angels, and they're here. I talked to you in the fifth and concluding episode of Skull and Bones that beneath our feet right now, evil men are digging them a deliverance factor, which will turn out to be their grave. They have all the silver and gold. They have robbed you of all of your possessions. You are mortgaged to the hilt. You are enslaved to them. And that is part of the condition process in part 3 and 4. I'll get into how they manipulate the process of the carnal mind and structure you and then abuse you with bad news to where that you will submit to anything they do because they've got you in such a conditioned, drugged state of electronic insertions. As a matter of fact, they rape the lifeblood. They rape your soul with this intrusion, and it ought not to be. And that's why the Bible says, do not give place to the devil, but resist him, and he'll flee from you. Psalms 21:9. They shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of the anger of Yahweh. He shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire of the mighty one shall devour them. Psalms 38:1. O Yahweh, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to come a trying time of a heat that will melt the elements of the dimension process of the third dimension. Flesh and blood will melt in its socket. Your eyes will run down into the skeletal remains and lodge between your toes. And this earth will be enriched with the minerals of your composited body of nothing but mineral. No soul, no spirit content, but you will become fertilizer for the righteous who shall tread you underfoot and grow without any briars and without any thorns. The earth will yield its marvelous increase, and we will have the utopian paradise that they in the third dimension are promising you through a carnal kingdom process of trust in the government. Let me show you something. Psalms 89:46. How long, Yahweh, will you hide yourself forever? Shall your day of wrath burn like fire? Yes, it will. My. Psalms 95:11. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my dimensional rest. What is that? Take heed lest you fail to enter in. This is the dimensional process. How do you go there, Pastor Buddy? You must train and condition your mind to resist the carnality and the temptations of the flesh to believe that there's going to be a carnal kingdom set up on planet Earth. Oh, the lure and the fancy and the dream and the desire. Wouldn't it be nice for you to live here in this flesh body forever? And yet the Bible said flesh and blood will not inherit it. Don't you know that a fool said in his heart, I will dwell and sit with God in this flesh body. You ain't going to do it. The carnal mind, the blood body, the heart, the carnality, the evil. But you shall have a new body. This body is reserved for you in heaven. You've even got a crown made for that head that you will be when you change instantly into the fifth dimensional shift of the things that we'll get into that process later on. Now listen to this in Proverbs 11:4. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. Listen to this. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. It don't matter how rich you are. The rich will make their grave with the slain of the earth. They will cast their silver and gold into the streets, and it will not deliver them because they have trusted in the third dimensional religion of humanity and humanism and miss the inner kingdom call of the ring of fire. Oh my. Oh my. I will shake the heavens. Isaiah 13:13. I will shake the heavens and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts and in the day of my fierce anger. And they shall cast their silver into the streets and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of my wrath of the burning indignation of Yahweh. They shall not satisfy their souls and neither fill their bowels because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Ezekiel 7:19. Now, Ezekiel 22:31. Listen to this one. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. That is the third dimensional shift. It's moving out, ladies and gentlemen. When the new world comes, the third dimension will no longer exist of flesh and carnality. And if you're not ready for the great shift, you must prepare now. You can't wait till then. If you don't have it when it comes, you will not have any time to obtain that fifth dimensional shift to pure spirit. If you're not in that realm now, repent and turn to the Creator. Call upon Him while He can be found. Prepare to meet your Creator. Romans 2:5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasured up to thyself the wrath against the day of the wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Would you want to be found in a seem right way, thinking you're doing God a service when you actually kill the righteous that's preaching the interdimensional walk and standing against the third dimensional realm of stained glass windows and mortar and brick when the Father don't dwell there? Oh, it's a seem right. It looks good. Oh, it has all of the trappings of splendor, and they come out in their long robes and their faces in a disfigured, contorted dimensional process of fourth dimensional deceit. Now, let me give you this word before I close. This is the final word that I'll give you tonight. And write this down. You are living in a day when it will require the maxing of the fuse of endless boundary focus. Let me repeat that. You are living in a day when the requirements, now remember the requirements, heart, soul, mind, and strength, you must be willing to sacrifice. Remember, severing goal is not the answer. Remember that large groups is not the answer. But you must be able to sacrifice to the maxim of your spiritual fuse to the endless boundaries of the fifth dimension where heaven will not end. World without end. World without end! This world has an end, and you don't want to be in the geophysical changes and the disturbing solar activities that are now coming, signs in the heavens and signs on the earth, distress among the nations, wars and rumors of wars. All these things are third-dimensional realm of mind conditioning to keep you upset, to keep you tuned to your shortwave, to hear the problems, and your media that daily loads you with negative problems, burdening you, and you feel like you are the Charles Atlas of the spirit world, that you can carry them yourself. When the Bible says, cast your care upon him because you cannot with one finger lift one of these spiritual burdens off of your own soul. You must surrender all and turn to him that dwells at the endless boundary of the beginning of eternity. Remember that. You must max your spiritual fuse to the max to obtain the world to come. This is Pastor Bud, and you're listening to Shepherd's Call. I'd like to give you my mailing address tonight. I'd like to hear from you. You can call me. I'm live. This is April, the fourth month. This is the 11th day of all things. Praise Yahweh. Remember, we just did the series on the skull and bones, 11, 22, and 33 master numbers. These numbers are not evil. They're all good. And just so happens that my first interdimensional message fell on the fourth day, or the fourth month, and the 11th day of 2004. Well, so be it. Praise Yahweh. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. This hour is come and gone much too fast. I would just love to just unwind for about a three-hour discourse in the dimensional process. We'll do a, if the Spirit is willing, we'll do a four-part series on the Ring of Fire. So you stay tuned, call a neighbor, and tell them to listen in. We need your help. We are in a struggle for our life and our souls. So join us in our battle toward the endless boundaries of the inner dimension. That's where we're going in the truth of the Shepherd's Call. Now, area code 423-626-2172. I'm live. I'm standing by. After the broadcast is over, pick up the phone. Call me if you get voicemail. Leave a message, your name, your number. I'll call you back. If I can, I'll take your call. I usually get several calls, but if I can, I'll put you off. If you want to talk a while, remember to call me later. Now, if you want to just give me your name and address quickly when you call and get off the line, you'll have the charity and liberty of giving someone else an opportunity to talk to Pastor Buddy. But I love to talk to every one of you. So I'm here 24/7 almost, and you can leave me a message. I'll get back with you. We'll talk. This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, area code 423-626-2172. Now, let me give you my mailing address. I'd like to hear from you. Write me. I need to hear from you. If you're tired of standard traditional teaching, that is just like popcorn, sounds good, looks good, tastes good, feels good, but you want something to take you and challenge you, but to give you hope of an endless boundary of a world to come, call me or write me. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now, if you can do that, I'd be much obliged. Again, quickly, area code 423-626-2172. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me, send me an offering, and help us. If you got a support offering for the broadcast, let me give you two toll-free numbers to call. 1-877-289-7439. Call between the hours of 9 to 5 Eastern or Central Standard Time. 1-888-281-7320. Pledge support to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We need your help. Financially, we're strapped. We're poor men. I live by strictly by faith. And a workman is worthy of his hire. I preach full-time, teach full-time, minister full-time. I'm a servant of the people of the King. And I live by their tithes and offerings. So I live strictly by faith. If you deny me, that's all right. The Father will supply me. If you have a chance to call and support and you don't, we'll see you on the other side and you'll be judged by a righteous judgment of the Father if you make it to the other side. I pray that you do. Now, again, 1-877-289-7439 or 1-888-281-7320. If you will, call us and the Father will bless you for that very thing. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed being with you tonight. Y'all bless you. Y'all keep you. And I'll see you in the interdimension.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.